Hi, everyone. Welcome to our daily devotional. Today's chapter comes from 1 Thessalonians 5. And if you have your Bible or your Bible app, I want to encourage you to open it up and follow along with me. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. In yesterday's chapter, chapter 4, at the very end, Paul encourages the Thessalonian church that they don't need to grieve over the loss of loved ones. There is a healthy amount of grief, but there was a grief that led them to greater fear because they didn't know what was going to happen to those who have passed away, who have died for various reasons and have yet to see the coming of the Lord. And perhaps it's because that Paul and Silas were only in Thessalonica for 3 weeks. Maybe they didn't get to this part of what would happen when Jesus returns. They probably went through a lot of other teachings, but they didn't get to this part. And so a lot of them were fearful and afraid that those who have passed away will not enter into the kingdom of God. But Paul encourages them, and he continues this encouragement in our chapter today, in chapter 5. He tells them that even though we don't know when the Lord will come, even though the Lord will come like a thief in the night, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be worried. We don't need to grieve. There is an encouragement that we can have as children of God, because we are not children of darkness. We are not children of the evil one, but we are children of light. We are children of the day. And because of that, he says that we can have hope. We put on the armor of God. And he goes on in verse 8 to talk about this armor and how it helps us to stay sober in the day. We put on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Faith, love, and hope are brought up again as it once was brought up in chapter 1. If you remember in the first chapter, Paul gives thanks to the Lord for their active faith, love, and hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he reminds them once again that this same faith, love, and hope can continue to increase even as they grieve the loss of their loved ones. The reason why we can have hope is because the dead will not remain dead. Those who have believed in Christ and have passed away will be raised up first, and then we who are alive will be brought up with them. And that is why we can encourage one another, as it says in verse 11, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. The Thessalonian believers were people of encouragement. And Paul tells them that they too can encourage one another even more, even in this area when it comes to the death of loved ones. For some reason, over the past year or so, there have been countless, perhaps maybe it could be counted, but there have been a number of accounts where I've heard people say they've been diagnosed with this type of cancer or that type of cancer. There have been other accounts of people who have lost loved ones. And, you know, it's painful to go through that. It's heartbreaking. And I could have talked about a lot of different things in this devotional, and I think there's so much other stuff that we could talk about. But in this short devotional, I wanted to just kind of encourage you, if this is something that you are going through, maybe it's a family member or you yourself are going through the death of a loved one in a family, I want to encourage you to know that if they are in Christ, if they put their faith in the Lord, we can have hope to know that they are not lost. They will be raised when Christ returns, and then we too will be raised with them. That is the encouragement we can have because of our salvation in Christ Jesus. And so today I want to encourage you to know that even though the reality for many is that death is to come, our reality in Christ is that death has no hold of us. Our reality is that we have eternal life with God. That is our hope. Let's cling on to this hope with faith and an increased love for the Lord. Sober-minded, always staying awake, waiting eagerly for that day when Christ returns. And on that day, we will be reunited with those who have passed before us already. And we will be encouraged to know that Christ will do what he says he will do. In verse 24, Paul says this, "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." What the Lord promises to do, he is faithful to complete it. And it's in that promise giver that we can have hope. Let's put our faith in Jesus today. Let's find our comfort in the Lord. Let's grieve well, but let's also have hope in God, in God's promises. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, I just want to pray for anyone who might be listening right now and are going through a loss of a loved one, are grieving over the loss of a loved one. And I just pray that you would comfort my brother and sister right now. I pray that you would encourage them. You would lift their spirits up. You would build them up, O Lord. And you would help them, O Lord God, to not lose hope, but to know, God, that even though they may have passed, Lord, it is not the end of their story. When you return, Jesus, the dead will raise, and we will raise with them afterwards. And so, God, we want to continue to put our hope in you and help us, Lord, to stay awake as we are children of the day, children of light. We want to be sober-minded, waiting eagerly for that day to come. And I just pray for your peace upon my brothers and sisters right now. Yeah, we just also pray, God, that you would teach us, as it says in verses 16 to 18, to rejoice always. to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in all circumstances, even in the midst of suffering and grief and hardship. Help us to do this, for this is your will for us. I pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope that you've been blessed through this series in 1 Thessalonians. We're going to continue on next week in 2 Thessalonians. This is Paul's second letter to the church in Thessalonica, and I hope that you'll continue on with us next week. Until then, have a great weekend.